Drum Corps International is proud to present Pacific Crest. California.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Behind the Crest, an inside look at what's happening with PC. This week, I continue the conversation with Stuart about Pacific Crest and the programs it offers. My name is Matt Lackey, and I'll be your host on this behind-the-scenes look at Pacific Crest. Pacific Crest offers more than just its drum and bugle corps experience. Since I've been working for the organization, I've seen offerings from workshop clinics in Winter Guard to summer camps and dance theater. So why have all these different programs? Hello, city. Hey.
Drum Corps is a unique animal because it's kind of like a sports team. It seems like that's all the organization does. And indeed, for a lot of drum corps, that probably is what they do. For Pacific Crest, Drum Corps has never been specifically mentioned in our mission statement. It's always been a vehicle for doing what we do, which in our case is creating these experiences related to the performing arts that are either educational or competitive in nature that we hope changes, you know, kids' lives. Now, the Drum Corps it's definitely the most visible, it's the most intense. On a $780,000 budget, that program is taking up most of it. Okay, but if the Drum Corps is the hub of a wheel, then we also have these spokes that sort of fall into two categories. One of them is educational programs, and one of them is outreach. And all those programs are in service to the Drum Corps, but for our organization, those programs come about because we're trying to find ways to either promote the Drum Corps, fund the Drum Corps, or provide ancillary programs that take the Drum Corps and provide something back to the community more than just, hey, we're going to take these great, amazing kids and go on the road. Well, what else can we do to provide value to music educators, to families, and maybe those kids who can't do Drum Corps, but they want some part of the experience? So educational programs that we have are not competitive. So they, for example, our experience camp in December. Kids come in for a weekend, and we give them a taste of what Pacific Crest is about. Most of these kids want to audition for the Drum Corps, but this camp's not about that. It's almost like a two-day band camp, if you will. We also have dance theater, which is one of our newest programs, and that's really a performance-based program. There are 9 studio sessions and an on-stage performance. The students work almost one-on-one with choreographers, some of them who are well-renowned. And then we have our summer camps, drum major camp, teaching leadership skills, conducting. We're going to bring back our snare camp again. So those programs combined are our educational programs. And then in our outreach, the biggest one that most people don't think of as a program is Corps of the Crest. So we run 2 shows, one in Oceanside, one at Walnut. Walnut is our, you know, what we're known as our home show. And even though those are money makers in terms of providing funding for the Drum Corps, we're also providing a stage for 1,000 or more Drum Corps performers. And without those 2 shows, there would not be a full tour in Southern California. And then related to that is our school outreach program, where we make blocks of 50 tickets or more available to schools for only $5 a piece. Point of that program is Drum Corps show prices can be cost prohibitive to most high school kids. This gives them an opportunity, and their music educators who might want to have their kids come to a Drum Corps show, gives them an opportunity to get in for a very nominal fee.
Let's touch a little bit on the organizational structure of Pacific Crest, and probably more so with the Drum Corps, but also with the other programs. First of all, who do you hire? Who reports to you? How does this whole thing work with us?
So the board hires me to run the corporation. And so then, at that point, then you just create a structure. So on the administrative side, we have an office manager and a bookkeeper, who's Betty Yoder. And then we have a marketing and sales coordinator, who's Ed Martin. And his position was made possible by a grant from the LA County Arts Commission. We have sort of the operations guy, who's David Pham, and he's in charge of the logistics for the Drum Corps on a day-to-day basis, making sure the camps are set up, making sure that the organization gets on the road, is going to be on tour with the group, off and on, staff coordination, staff communication, etc. And then on the program side, I guess you call like our dean of education, if you will, is Mark Gunderson. So he's in charge not only of the design of the show, but also the instructional quality and staff hirings and the management of the staff in that area. Each week, I meet with Mark Gunderson and David Pham to talk about in particular the Drum Corps, because that is the largest program. But having said that, we have other program directors as well. Angela Towsley is the director of our dance theater. Once that program's underway, she's pretty much owning it, and then we just check in periodically. And then we have a whole series of volunteers. And at Pacific Crest, volunteer is not a job description, it's a pay grade. So we don't have really a crew of volunteers. We have a crew of support staff that don't get paid. So as we think long term, we're certainly not going to take focus away from the Drum Corps. In fact, we actually talk about competition more now than we did in 2008. But we're also focused on these other programs because we know that those kinds of activities, I see that we can do that as well in service to the Drum Corps.
Tickets are now on sale for Corps at the Crest. The San Diego show is June 29th and the Walnut show is June 30th. Student discounts for groups of 50 or more are available for only $5. The lineup for this year's Mount Sac show includes the Blue Devils, Santa Clara Vanguard, the Academy, your own Pacific Crest, the Mandarins, and Phantom Regiment makes its way out west to perform at both the Walnut and San Diego shows. Visit pacific-crest.org for more info.